Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
99.9 KISW and KISW HD1, Seattle, a radio.com station.
Is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
We say hola and welcome in, listeners, out. Great radio stations like Portland's Classic Rock 92.3 KGON, also 96.5 WCMF, Rochester's Classic Rock, and our friends at Big Dog 97.9 in Joplin, Missouri. The game is Big Dummy 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Faye. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Faye, sober, not sober.
Not sober.
All right, Faye, welcome to the show. Okay. You get to try one drug. There's no ramifications. There's no consequences. You're not going to jail. You're not going to be an addict. What drug are you picking? Heroin, acid, meth, or PCP?
I'm going to get down with my white trash roots and go meth.
All right. My white trash roots.
Oh, by the way, people are chiming in on comments to let us know the witch's cottage was made of candy.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. You're helping us right now. Thank
get
you.
Get out of here.
Sweet, sweet witch's cottage.
Yeah. Can't deny it.
It's gooier than...
You think it's like a gummy bear or is it a hard candy?
You know what? I bet it's a little bit like a Sour Patch Kid. Sour at first, sweet on the end.
It's got to fight through it.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be all right.
Sour at first.
Sour at first, sweet at the finish. Oh, delicious.
Here's your question. What was the first nation in the Western Hemisphere with a female head of state? It's in South America.
Brazil.
That was my guess.
Argentina.
Yeah.
Mm. It's kind of famous.
Wasn't there a movie about that?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's the name of it? And then Madonna was in the movie. It's a famous play or a musical.
Nothing quite
is
honors
like,
a moment
me,
like
Argentina
that.
Or something like
don't
that.
Cry for me, Argentina.
Oh, don't cry
well,
for me.
Well, that's the famous song, but what's the woman's name?
Evita.
Evita.
Evita, that's right. Nothing says we respect you historically like having Madonna portray you in a movie. So to send a letter of apology like, oh, listen, we don't have a problem with you. Our bad. All right, multiple choice for you. Ronald Reagan, Michael Jackson, or Dr. Doolittle. All of them had a chimp friend. But who was friends with a chimp named Chi-Chi?
Let's go with Ronald Reagan.
No, Ronald Reagan was with Bonzo.
Mr. Doolittle, the doctor.
The doctor. So, was it Michael Jackson had Bubbles, Ronald Reagan had Bonzo, and Dr. Doolittle had Chi-Chi.
Grab the Chi-Chi.
What was the name of Clyde? That was right, Clint Eastwood's chimpanzee.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a chimp or an orangutan?
I think it was an orangutan.
Never mind.
Yeah, it was much friendlier.
Don't take offense, but for me, apes, they all look the same. All right, here's your question. What is the two-letter abbreviation for Alaska?
AK.
Well done.
Good. Well, it could be confusing because Arkansas is there to mess you up.
Arkansas is what?
Arizona is there to mess
A-Z.
You up a little bit, yeah.
Alabama,
A-L. You have two guns and a rapper.
What are you talking about?
AK-47s, AR-15s.
Oh, yeah, two guns. There you go.
There's a rapper named A-Z.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999, hola.
That's how I remember.
Hello, Ryan. Welcome to the Men's Room.
A-W.
A-O.
A-O. Ryan, sober, not sober.
I am sober.
All right, Ryan, welcome to the show. Okay, you get to do a drug one time. You're not going to be addicted. You're not going to jail. No consequences. Will it be heroin, acid, meth, or PCP?
Does this have to be a drug I haven't done yet?
Well, you can try it.
How many of them have you done?
Just LSD.
Ah, okay.
All right.
Yeah. Try something new.
I guess I'll go PCP.
All right.
Well, Ryan, you're going all right. In, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Ryan will be with me at the PCP party.
That ain't a party.
Time for money.
All right, let's see. Here is your question. What band released the singles Karma Police and Creep?
That's Radiohead.
One and done. Nice job. See, because Creep, initially, you could almost go Stone Temple Pilots and then wonder if they have that other title somewhere in their catalog.
Oh, right.
Didn't TLC have a Creep?
We should do this on the next Sit and Spin because we did
all
have
the creeps. How many different
all
creeps
the song
are there?
Titles that are different songs.
Right, right,
continue
right.
Continue that whole deal. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999. Hola.
Hello, Toothless Don. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Don.
Oh,
hola. Don, sober, okay. Not sober.
Never sober, Don.
All right, Don, welcome to the show.
Stay strong, Don.
Don, men's room poll, no consequences. Try once. Heroin, acid, meth, or PCP?
Well, like the last guy's question, only I'm kind of opposite. I've done them all. The PCP was, when it was controlled right, it was okay, but I've only done it a couple times. But acid is the funnest, definitely.
Right. Okay, acid it is, Don.
So you've done all four, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Which one do you like the least of the four?
Probably PCP. I didn't like it that much, but I wouldn't mind doing it again.
All right. You give it another chance. Maybe the restaurant just opened, and you know what I mean? Got to give him a chance to get everything ready before you give him a review.
No, I like
the question. It's just like, try one. Just pick one to try. And Don's like, well, I've done them all. So I'm going to go back to what I found the funnest.
because I had some friends in high school who thought it was cocaine, and one of them decided to do one extra line. Well, three of them were just in a coma for a day. He was in a coma for 2 weeks.
Jeez.
He could hear everything, and everyone was saying, you just tell his hand to move, and it wouldn't move.
What did he snort?
He thought it was coke, and it was PCP.
Oh, that was, jeez. That's a heck of a night.
Jesus.
No PCP.
That's different than sipping a Sprite you thought was a water, isn't it?
Or something like that.
All right, Don, here's your question. What is the middle color in a rainbow?
Yellow?
You've obviously never milked a Skittles giraffe.
Oh, God, that commercial.
I know, dude.
Blue?
You want me to put those in my mouth? Green is the answer.
Green.
I have a flashback right there. So anyway.
Don, your question. The game Cat's Cradle is played using what material? Think back to your childhood.
Yeah, but that would be, how about yarn?
You got it, Don.
Yes,
nice work. Nice work.
That was it.
Okay.
I don't remember, what was the point of that game? I remember girls would always come up, and they had that kind of cool-looking knot that they made between two hands, right?
Yeah.
Then, like, you put your hand in the center.
Like, 1, 2, 3, 4.
And then I don't remember, like, what was the payoff? I have no idea why.
Because eventually they could do it, and your finger would be free.
I was thought they were just laughing at me.
Well, maybe.
Put your finger in here. Now put it up here.
It's like the Chinese.
You would basically open up the folded piece of paper.
Oh, that.
And it would reveal, like.
Oh, wait a minute. I thought we were talking about yarn.
No, we're talking about
the yarn. The cat's cradle.
Oh, yeah. The actual yarn. Yeah, yeah, to trap your hand so that they could sit there and. It was a way to flirt with you.
Oh, I see.
I don't mean to spoil that for you this many years later, but that's what that was.
Okay.
Yeah,
there was a lot more laughing. Like.
Put your finger in. Put your finger in this hole. Okay.
Yeah, now the other one you're talking about with the paper and the triangle, that's how you can figure out what kind of car you have,
when you're going to marry,
who you'd be in love with.
Yeah, how many kids, whole deal. Our game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
You should have listened to it, Emily.
Big Dummy!
I should have a Cadillac if I'm married to an Emily.
Lion. Hello, Bryce. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Bryce, sober, not sober?
Not sober.
All right, Bryce, welcome to the show. Men's room poll, no consequences. You get to try one of these drugs one time. Heroin, acid, meth, or PCP?
I guess I'd probably do, like, you know, PCP, you know, go all in hardcore, right?
All right.
No consequences.
That's where my mind is. Just like, I can do it. Let's do it. All right. Here is your question. What does a cartographer make?
Maps.
How did you know that so quick?
I know. I'm a little shocked myself.
That is amazing. All right.
I would not have guessed the drug.
No, I wouldn't either.
Or the PCP?
No, you said meth, right?
Maps.
Oh, maps. I thought you said meth.
I thought with you.
Why are you guys said meth?
So did I.
I was like, how did you know him? That's what people
said. I thought you just called him the cook.
Yeah, exactly.
I think he had a bit of a mush mouth, but I'm pretty sure he's saying maps.
Okay.
So, like, maps.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-0.
I swear to God, he said meth.
I was like,
they have a political name for the dude that cooks up meth?
Because they don't have the one for the guy who grows weed.
Yeah, well, I mean, the guy that cuts your coke, he doesn't have a name. He's a drug dealer.
Yeah, that's the meth guy. Yeah, he's not a cartographer.
It's Chaz.
Anyone know a good cartographer? I need a fix. You fools are going to end up getting somebody shot. Like, I don't know why they call you the map maker, but...
Big Dummy is the game. 844-999-OLA.
Honey, don't mind him. He's good at making maps.
Maps. Hello, Eastwood. Welcome to the Metro.
Oh, God.
Eastwood,
are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober.
All right, welcome to the show.
Yeah, glad to be here.
Okay, Eastwood, you already got an idea on this men's room poll, I'm sure.
Yeah, done them all. Well, kind of. I broke both my legs in the hospital, wired for sound, had tubes up everything, including my penis, and I had them take them all out, but they had me hooked up with a morphine, and I pushed the button and saw how it felt. It was great. I would go with the heroin.
Okay, heroin and this.
I did PCP. I smoked one toke of PCP in a pipe, and I was high from 8 in the morning till 8 o'clock at night, and my vision went black. I couldn't see. It was the worst thing in the world. I tell everybody in the world, do not do PCP.
Okay, see that, Steve?
Yeah, I believe you.
Advice from Eastwood.
Well, on this level,
I do believe
it's something to consider.
Yes, it is. I go blind for a day.
This is like your doctor recommended. All right, here is your question, Eastwood. What three states have shorelines along Lake Superior?
Ooh.
Michigan,
yes.
I don't know. I'm a West Coast guy.
Well, I understand this.
I don't know. I'm
Ohio?
No.
I'm going to go Wisconsin?
Yep. So you got Michigan and Wisconsin.
Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois?
Minnesota?
Nope.
Minnesota.
Yes. Okay. Michigan, Minnesota, yeah. And Wisconsin.
Minnesota.
Artie Eastwood, what is the nickname for the star Polaris? As in a celestial body, not a celebrity.
Orion?
North Star.
North Star. Okay.
Hold the line, Eastwood. More Big Dummy coming up. 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Hey, Jeff on the way. Text Me to Potatoes. We'll have the results of our Poppy Seed Challenge.
Poppy.
That's coming up after the game known as Big Dummy. In the meantime, we've got Eastwood on the line. Eastwood, you're playing for Team Sober, and you are now working on questions.
I changed that over, man. Now I'm not sober. I indulge in some Vortex from TJ's out here, $50 an ounce pot.
Okay.
And some Yukon Jack, so... Let's see if I can get this next one right.
A hell of a commercial break for you, man.
Damn.
I respect it.
Jeez, UConn Jack?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Only the best, Miles.
Only the best, you know. There's nothing better than UConn. It's days born of hoary nights when lonely men struggle to keep their fires lit and cabins warm, boldly flavored yet surprisingly smooth. There is no spirit like UConn Jack.
Mm-hmm. Surprisingly.
That is a sales pitch. Number one, I know it's on the back of the bottle, but just the excitement.
It's not on the back of the bottle. You didn't think I could do that from memory, did you?
Ah. All right. But also the excitement in your voice, Eastwood. I'm like, I know this stuff doesn't taste that good, but I want some.
I know.
Nothing better.
Except everything else.
So you say.
All right, here's your question. What state serves as the headquarters for ESPN?
For ESPN, huh?
Yes, ESPN.
Same headquarters since 1980.
I don't know, Nevada?
Oh, wonderful.
I don't know.
There you go.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Connecticut.
Connecticut.
Connecticut, like I'm
going to
know Connecticut. Why, you know.
Bristol, Connecticut.
Well, they kind of talk about it a lot. A lot of the commercials say Bristol, Connecticut.
And they were close with Nevada, same country. All right, your question. Whose profile is displayed on the Purple Heart medal?
Oh, it's a female. I think Purple Heart guy. I can't think of her name, though. No, not yet. No, sorry.
It's kind of a blonde, yeah.
I believe a redhead originally.
Oh.
I think so, I think.
I don't know. You got me. I'm sorry.
Well, a lot of people don't know this historical figure. He went by the name of George Washington.
George Washington.
George Washington.
Yes, George Washington. I also would have accepted Barbara Bush.
I seen that you're right. Okay, yeah, right.
Yes, George Washington.
Yeah, Pawn Stars.
Yes.
Pawn Stars.
That's where I saw the Purple Heart.
All right, your question. What type of fruit is a Texas Ruby Red?
A Texas Ruby Red?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sounds like a Dane.
You know, Texas Ruby Red.
Oh, Texas Ruby Red there.
She's angry at me, has been for the last week.
Texas Ruby,
know.
I've heard of it.
Fruit, I'd say an apple?
Grapefruit?
Grapefruit.
Yeah,
oh, it's a grapefruit.
Ruby Red grapefruit, yeah, okay, yeah.
Ruby Red, that makes sense.
And that too, yeah.
Because of the juice, now I know.
Put sugar on, you gotta put sugar on.
Gotta put sugar, it's bitter.
Bitter, yeah, I put sugar on, you're all right.
Yeah.
What two articles of clothing are tokens in a standard game of Monopoly?
Articles of clothing. A shoe?
Yes.
Yes, cards. Shoe. I got dang. I should
It's not the terrier.
It's not an iron.
It's not the car.
I don't know. A shoe and
You got it, man. Very good.
Okay. Game is Big Dummy 844-999 Ola.
Just gonna read a comment that came in as Eastwood was speaking to us, as only Eastwood can. One of my worst blackouts ever was after drinking UConn Jack. Someone else said, yeah, that UConn Jack is whack. People are not fans of UConn Jack.
There's a reason you're drinking UConn Jack. Game is Big Dummy 844-999 Ola.
Hello, Julie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello. Hola.
Hola. Julie, are you on team sober or team not sober?
I'm not sober.
You're not sober. All right, Julie.
Not sober.
Okay. No consequences. You get to try one of these drugs. Will it be heroin, acid, meth, or PCP?
Probably PCP.
PCP for Julie.
I had no doubt you were going to pick PCP.
Okay. All right.
I don't know why, I just knew. But welcome to my party. All right, here is your question. It's multiple choice. Which literary character comes from Villa Vekula, Sweden? Is it Pippi Longstocking, Rapunzel, or Thumbelina?
Pippi Longstocking.
Oh, what a dud. You would have guessed
you
that.
You didn't even know. Nobody would guess. That's why I made a multiple choice.
Very good. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999. Hola.
Hello, Creepy Jeremy. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Hola.
Hola.
Jeremy, sober, not sober.
Sober, sir.
Welcome to the show. Our men's room poll today. No consequences. You get to try one. You won't be an addict. You won't go to jail. Heroin, acid, meth, PCP.
Well, I've heard rave reviews about PCP from my parents.
Okay.
That's a little bit heavy.
Everyone seems to be throwing their life away for heroin, so let's go with that one.
Okay. All right. Heroin. I like it. That way you can tell your parents, I didn't do what you did.
I did heroin.
Mm-hmm.
Proud of me now?
Too. That would have been them, too.
Or you could do the PCP and go, I learned it from you.
And then you're right, it's a hell of a thing. All right. Here is your question. Tom Alley, not a tamale, but Tom Alley. This is a food, and it turns green when you cook it, and it's the digestive gland of what animal? We've all probably eaten it, whether you meant to or not. You've probably, on occasion, eaten some Tom Alley.
Ah, man. Like pork? It's a pig?
Beef? Cow?
Lobster or crab?
Hmm. Oh, yeah.
That's the liver, right. Every once in a while, I pop it on the same. Apparently, if you cook it separate, it's...
Okay.
They call it a delicacy, which we all know means it's something weird in your mouth.
Talking about, like, the mustard?
That's part of it. Like, the mustard isn't specifically it, but the mustard is definitely related to the Tom Alley. So, yeah. All right, here's your question. Lamb, L-A-M-B. Is a fashion line started by which artist? Gwen Stefani, Lady Gaga, or Madonna?
The Holla Back Girl, Gwen Stefani.
How do you know?
You have some, don't you, Jeremy?
Oh, you know what? Okay. Damned out, man.
That's what I thought. Right. Yeah. You always look sharp.
I would have no idea.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Ken. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Hola. Ken, are you on Team Sober, Team Not Sober?
Sober.
Sober, Ken, welcome to the show. Our men's room poll, no consequences. Try this one time. Heroin, acid, meth, or PCP?
I'm going to do meth from the finest cartographer in the land.
Okay, good idea.
All right, here is your question. Actress Patricia Richardson played a wife and a mom on what ABC sitcom from 1991 to 1999?
Tool Time.
I'll give it there.
Oh, okay. That's not the name of the show, though.
Home Improvement.
Well, you know.
Close enough.
Yeah, same difference.
Did you know?
We'll call that the Inception rule.
Inception
sure,
rule?
Sure, sure. Close enough.
Well, because Tool Time's a show that he starred on. Show.
Yes, that is an Inception rule, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Joe. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey!
Hola! Joe, which team are you on there today?
Sober, unfortunately.
That's all right. Welcome to the show, Joe. Okay, no consequences. Will it be heroin, acid, meth, or PCP?
I'm going on that 24-hour party train, PCP.
Okay. Getting all hot, running around naked. No
this
bang,
is
no
probably
gain.
Some of the best press the PCP has gotten in a long time. Yeah. All these drugs.
Not a lot of positive PCP stories.
There really aren't. Here we are trying to change things today. All right. Here is your question. What is the most popular flavor of Twizzler?
Is there a question on this?
Cherry?
That's why there's a question.
Strawberry?
No.
Strawberry.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
See, you know it's red. I guess cherry as well. Yeah, that's why I asked the question. It seemed obvious.
Yeah.
Because I was like, cherry. Uh-oh.
Okay. Did not know that.
All right, here's your question, Ted. I know you're going to know the answer before I even finish asking this question. What quintet featured Danny, Donnie, Joe, Jonathan, and Jordan?
If I know.
I know.
Oh, I'm leaving me hanging.
What do you think about
it? New Kids on the Block.
It is New Kids on the Block.
Just want to make sure I got that right.
Yeah. Nah, I wasn't in that.
All right. Your question. In what country do people traditionally dance the flamenco?
Spain.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Wow, very good. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999. Hola, where do they dance the lambada?
Only in your imagination. Did anyone ever dance the lambada?
The forbidden dance.
Was that a real thing?
I don't know. No, it was a movie.
I know it was a movie. But look, this is what happens. Like, people put, was it Mambo Number 5? There was some stupid song that came out.
Oh, with Lou Bega? One of the worst songs ever made?
There was the Macarena, right? I don't know if it's a real dance or not.
That wasn't bad.
But what? Yeah, that song was awful. So I'm like, all right, did you create the dance for that stupid-ass dance, or was there actually a dance called... So the Lambada, as dumb as it is...
It is the forbidden dance.
And by the way, the Lambada is from Brazil.
Oh, it's from Brazil.
That makes sense.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's got a penis.
Big W!
Hello, Matthew. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. Matthew, sober, not sober?
Oh, not so sober.
Okay, Matthew, welcome to the show.
Cool.
Men's room poll, no consequences. Try one, heroin, acid, meth, or PCP.
So I'm going to have to go with the PCP. Heroin's enticing, but PCP.
Okay, PCP it is.
All right.
People aren't liking the PCP today.
Well, right, because this is your one shot, right? Like, there's no real repercussions, so you're just swinging for the fences. As somebody pointed out in the comments here, they said, who would not want to be able to flip an entire car over with their bare hands?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go PCP. All right, here's the question. What Hollywood director's daughter recently told her parents that she is, in fact, a porn star?
All right, I heard this yesterday. Steven Spielberg.
I wonder how he took that. You know what I mean? Like, you try to give your kids everything.
Sure.
And obviously, there's nothing wrong with that. You can do whatever you want. I'm just wondering, as a father, how I would take this news that after I put my kid through school or whatever I did, that he did probably, and then you're going to be like a porn star. Could you not maybe own your own production company and then star in the role so you don't get, you know, screwed over with the money?
And my problem would be this. Baby, I love you to death.
He makes movies for a living?
And I want you to do your own thing. And I cannot stop you from doing anything. Now, the only reason I would ask you to please not get involved in porn is, as I'm surfing porn, I don't want to accidentally click on something. That's my space.
Very troubling.
That's my area.
Or your friends. Our game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Big Dummy! For real. Like, man, you ruined it for me. Hello.
Oh, my.
Hello, D. Welcome to the men's room.
No.
I mean, we don't have to, but if you would like to, this would be a great time.
D, are you there?
I am here.
Are you sober or are you not sober?
Well, I'm not sober.
Okay, D, welcome to the program.
Call me Shock.
No consequences. You get to try it one time. Heroin, acid, meth, or PCP, D.
Well, considering I've done a few of them, and one of them on accident, I would probably... this is a tough one. I would most likely go back to... Well, since there's mushrooms, is not
No, it's not one of the other.
I know, but it should be. But I would go to acid instead.
Okay, I was going to say, that's the right road to go down if that's where you want to go.
What's the one you did by accident?
Well, it wasn't by accident. I actually had surgery, so... You know, whatever it is by accident, you know, the...
Heroin?
Yeah. But not by accident, but just because I was prescribed pills for so long.
So then you switched to heroin?
No, I never did heroin. It was the pills.
Oh, you just got the high of the heroin.
But I took them as I should, and so, but, you know... You can still feel the effect.
Are you on anything now?
Yeah, what are you doing now, D?
What am I on now?
Yeah.
Pot.
Okay, I was wondering how your brain's having a hard time connecting.
I don't know. Which one do you want?
Okay.
All right, here's your question there, D. How many hole cards is each player dealt in Texas Hold'em?
How many what?
H-O-L-E, hole. How many hole cards? Okay, you didn't give her a chance.
I don't know. I was just trying to understand the question.
Okay. Yeah. You want to hazard a guess?
Whole cards of Texas Hold'em, is that what I heard?
Yes.
7.
You were right to spin that wheel, Ted. All right.
Yep.
The answer is 2. 2 whole cards.
Is it 5? Oh, 2 whole cards.
2. It is 2.
I don't play poker.
We can tell. All right, here's your question. Which U.S. state is nicknamed the Hawkeye State?
Hawkeye. Georgia.
Iowa.
Iowa.
You know why it's known as the Hawkeye State?
Why is it making Hawkeye?
I have no idea. I was hoping someone knew. I have no idea.
They have Hawkeyes there. That's some good weed you got, D.
Yeah, it is.
Sounded like Tony Romo at the end of that Corona commercial. Yeah, it is. All right, here's the question.
It's amazing. I wish I could share.
We do, too. The character Borat comes from what country?
What's that? Borat?
Borat. What country does Borat hail from?
Country. India?
Kazakhstan.
Kazakhstan!
Isn't that nice?
Kazakhstan.
All right, D, question four.
I can feel like this question does not apply to you. Well, let's say you don't even know what the question is yet. Don't get offended yet. If you give up something for Lent, how many days are you going without?
Lent? How many days of Lent? There are 7 days of Lent.
Is that your guess?
Sure.
40 days
of Lent? Really?
Yeah.
But there's more days if you include Sunday.
It, you know, flooded. It rained for 40 days.
And there's a lot of 40s.
Nah, it's the opposite. He was in the desert for 40 days.
Yeah, this isn't about the flood. This is about the desert.
This is a guy drinking a 40 for days.
Get it!
D, question five.
Number five. What three races must be won to capture the Triple Crown in horse racing? The white race, the black race.
What's the big one, D? What's the big race that everyone looks forward to every year?
Oh, I should know this.
With horses. Every year. Hundreds of years.
Gosh darn it.
They wear ridiculous hats and drink mint juleps.
I know. The pressure's on. You know, if I wasn't on the radio, I'd know.
Well, what's the most famous horse race, Key?
Horse race?
Yeah. Where they race horses. Like, what's the big one every year?
I don't know. I give up. Go on.
Oh, my God. We do, too.
Hang on the line there, folks. Hang on the line.
More Big Dummy coming up.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
If you'd like to be a contestant and play Big Dummy, call 844-999-OLA. All right, we've got D underway here. She is working now on question number six. Team not sober.
Welcome back to the show, D. Here is your question. What branch of the armed forces do the Blue Angels belong to?
Navy.
Yeah, hardly Navy.
I used to watch them practice over my grandparents' house. It was amazing.
They are amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And a part of the Navy.
Yeah, I didn't know that. That was Air Force.
Your next question. Alec Baldwin, he started hosting what game show on ABC in 2016?
I didn't know Alec Baldwin hosted anything, but I'm going to go for, if I had to guess one, it's going to be... The Millionaire Show.
You know?
Alec Baldwin?
Came back. The
Sunday Night Show? Hollywood Squares?
No, but kind of like that. It's a game show that they...
$1 million pyramid?
No, that's Michael Strahan. They revived this.
Match game.
All right, D, question eight.
D, your next question. What artist's 1993 debut album was titled Doggy Style?
Doggy Style?
Doggy Style.
Snoop?
Yes.
He knows that.
Oh, Riley D.
Of course. There you go. I was like, I have a feeling.
Got one in the wheelhouse there. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
How many questions was that?
That was eight.
Why did it feel so much longer?
It felt like a long time.
I read today Will Ferrell was actually drunk when they did the famous scene with Snoop Dogg.
Oh, and Old School?
Yeah, because Snoop Dogg's famous for taking forever and just... So basically, he's on set just smoking weed and playing video games. And then Will Ferrell just starts having a couple drinks. So by the time he's naked on stage, like, he's drunk.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
I think I would have to be drunk to be naked on stage in front of all those people anyway, then start running down the middle of the street.
That, you know, that is strong. Yeah. If that's the scene...
Like, I know what I got to do, man. I'm just going to get hammered.
See? That's why I picked PCP.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Ebony. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Ebony.
Are you there?
Hola, bichola!
Hola! Ebony, are you sober or not sober?
I am very much sober, but I'm nervous, so I probably shouldn't be.
Oh, don't worry about it. You'll do just fine. All right, Ebony. No consequences. You get to try this drug one time. Not going to jail. Not going to be an addict. Nothing. Will it be heroin, acid, meth, or PCP?
Good old LSD, some acid.
Okay, acid it is.
All right, all right. I like how you acted like you gave time to think about that.
I did.
All right, here's your question. Now, we all know if you go to the pool has chlorine. Seems like a standard thing we do. But chlorine was added to pools in the 1950s because it could kill what disease?
Ooh. E. coli.
Not a bad guess.
Any guesses, Ted? The 1950s, this was kind of the big one that everyone seemed to worry about at the time.
Not.
They would do telethons for it.
I don't know.
Polio.
Holy. Polio.
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 Really?
Yeah, that's why they had a chlorine in the water. Now I guess we just... Well, I haven't gotten polio when I went swimming, so...
Well, more pools are salt water now, so...
Yeah, so maybe that's it. All right, here is your question. B.C. and A.D., they were invented in 525 A.D., but they were invented by a monk who wanted to make sure that they were celebrating what holiday on the right date?
I have no idea. OMG.
You've heard of the holiday. I mean,
think a holiday, any holiday.
But if you say July 4th, I'll slap you. I mean, like, it's not that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to take a shot in the dark and say Christmas.
That was my guess this morning. Incorrect. Easter.
Easter.
Yeah, Easter.
Okay. Easter is the biggest holiday in the church.
Right. And the church, for sure.
Yeah.
And it's a little more fluid because it's not on the same date.
Moving on to Easter.
Are we in, yeah, I guess we have. Valentine's Day is behind us. So we got one day of green beer and then it's on to Easter, right?
That's it.
Yeah, we still have Fat Tuesday on us.
Oh, that's right. That's right. All right. Here is your question. Who was the first president to appear on television? The year was 1939.
Oh, that doesn't help me at all. Dang it. what's his name?
You're
the
right.
One that started the FBI. What's his name? Edgar? Is his first name Edgar?
No, you're thinking of
J. Edgar Hoover.
You're thinking of J. Edgar Hoover.
Not
you're
president.
Confusing, right? President Hoover. Two different people. But anyway, it was Franklin D. Roosevelt.
Oh, Roosevelt.
He was the first person.
All right, Ebony, question number five.
Question number five. Since we're talking about presidents, well, you know what? Hey, I'll ask you real quick. Who was the first president to appear on a coin?
Was it? That's a tough one. There's so many presidents on the coin.
Hang on the line there for us. You think about it.
More Big Dummy coming up in seconds.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.